you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. So good to be with you today.
And it's really good to be back, and I'm excited to discuss this particular topic with you. The movie, based on David Mamet's famous play, Glengarry Glen Ross, contains the quote, "Always be closing." It's not something that it was in the play, but it made it into the movie, famously made it in the movie. It's a great quote. But I have a problem with that absolute, and I think sometimes cynical, kind of hard sell way of thinking of things. But business is about sales, and sales aren't always easy, right?
You're right. Selling is a task. It's a job.
And mistakes in sales come in many shapes and sizes. So let's look not at the unmotivated buyers themselves, but customers who are just simply not listening. Tell us about that problem.
Well, you know, if you get into a selling situation, whether it be with a customer or your family or anyone else, an employee that you're trying to retain, or if you're trying to hire someone, or they're trying to sell themselves to join your company, you know, the environment has to be correct. In other words, both people have to be willing to listen, and that's very key in selling. Whether you're selling yourself, whether you're selling your product, whether you're communicating with your spouse, it's all your children. Having that environment where both parties are willing to listen is key, and that doesn't happen that much. Usually, when you are communicating, there is resistance to listening on either side. And so that's what I meant by, you know, when you sell, you have to be selling while they're listening. And sometimes you're listening and sometimes they're listening. And so the ideal thing is to make sure that both parties are willing to communicate and listen to each other.
What are some of the ways that we can accomplish that task? I mean, I have a thing I call noise, and that is if there are all these distractions around you, it's hard to listen. Are there ways to narrow or close down the environment a little bit so that it's more advantageous to a listening situation?
Absolutely. You know, if you're upset, that's not a good time. Or if they're upset, if the subject matter is one that you might not be upset, but if it's a subject matter that you're not interested in, that has to be changed. And so you can tell if someone's listening by their facial expressions. If they're smiling, if they're sitting forward, if they're nodding, you know, acknowledging, you know, periodically, you know, nodding their head, then, you know, or even if they're shaking their head, you know, they're listening. But what you'd like to see is more nods than shakes. And so, you know, make sure that the environment you have is conducive to the communication such that your message comes across and is being properly received. It may not be received in a way that you would like, but at least they're listening. And that's the key here, is to make sure that when you send your message, that it is received on the other end.
It is the first task to square away when you're going into a selling environment, a business selling environment, right? You have to make sure that you have, as best as possible, controlled the environment and the situation so that it is a listening environment.
You know, I had a situation not too long ago where, as I was talking with this individual, he was being interrupted. In other words, his cell phone was ringing or beeping for a message, and he kept taking it. In other words, he kept say, "Oh, excuse me," and he'd pick it up and look at it, or he'd say, "Oh, excuse me, let me catch this real quick." And I know he's not listening then. So on the other hand, if you're talking to someone and their cellular device goes off and they turn it off, in other words, they hit the button on the side and it sends it to voicemail or something, then you know they're listening because they don't want to be distracted by something. So you know, that's another clue, is if they're being distracted, you can tell that they're willing to be distracted. They're not willing to listen. So just be aware that whoever you're communicating with has to be listening, or your message is not going to get through.
Is there a tactful, pleasant way to invite someone to turn their phone off or shift into a different mode, a listening mode? Because your example of the phone being a distraction, everybody's experienced that. And it's business and every aspect, not even just the selling aspect, but the everyday of communicating aspect, and at home, that kind of communication can be disrupted by the phone. How do we approach the subject and be pleasant about it so we don't lose them then and then make somebody upset?
Actually, this really happened. So I was communicating with one of my children, and their phone kept going off, and they kept looking at it, and then they put it back down again. And I said, well, okay, maybe we should talk to another time, because it looks like to me what you're doing there is more important than what I have to say. So, and they were really embarrassed over it, and they turned their phone off, and then of course I had their attention. So all I said was just, hey, maybe there's a better time for us to get together, because it looks like to me you're kind of distracted right now. And that's how I handle it with one of my kids.
Well, it's a tough thing. Listening and getting somebody to listen to you and being a good listener go hand in hand, and it's a two-way street. And if you're doing something distracting, for example, looking at your phone all the time, it may prompt the other person to start doing it, or just turn them off altogether. So you got to be aware of that too.
Yeah, the bottom line, Rob, is that, you know, you want to have both parties willing to listen. I call that willing listening, where they want to hear what the other person has to say, because that's when real communication starts. It doesn't start when you just start moving your mouth. You know, it's actually begins when that other person acknowledges that they heard what you said. I can remember when I was a pilot, you know, I would, when I called the tower, you know, they always wanted to hear me respond back. And so, you know, they'd say, okay, you're cleared to land. And I say, okay, I'm cleared to land. So that was an acknowledgement that I heard what they said. And I often do that when I'm communicating with someone. If I see that or wondering whether or not they're hearing me, I'll say, well, did you understand what I said? Or what did you think about my point? And then I kind of get them to rephrase what I said. And that's one way I have of understanding that they got the message.
Right, and that message should be received in the best light possible.
Absolutely, and the environment that you're in is so important. And if you've got a serious communication that you want to make sure the environment is right, that there's not the distractions, the noise, the other ways that would prevent them from really understanding what you're trying to say.
Thank you, Ray. As always, you can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com, and you can continue your education in business and in life, and join the conversation with all of our podcasts and the blogs and links to information about the book, Tough Things First. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.